You've been through this before in your career. Eventually, every goalie has six whiz by him and gets pulled. What happens in between those years, between then and the next game? What do you do?
Just forget about it. I liked the way I was feeling out there. And I thought I was moving well. And I went out there today, and I just the same thing, a lot of the same. Oh, I'm moving well. I'm liking the way I'm feeling. So I'm pretty happy.
Is that a learned thing, like as a young goalie? I'm sure it got to you at some point. Do you have to learn to be the guy that just forgets, right, that moves on? How hard is that?
I don't think I ever had that big of a problem. I mean, I had good goalie coaches in the past that have really helped me not make that a problem. But, you know, I've said this before, I watch myself nonstop. You know, I am in every single position when I'm watching, because I watch film on myself. I am in when they score, so, and also when I'm making saves. So I know what to expect out of myself, and I'm not going to let a goal here or there deter from what I expect out of myself every day.
Connor, what have you discovered about the playoffs after playing three playoff games?
It's fun. You know, I've learned that this playoff is very intense, and the intensity just keeps building, and you can't escape it. You just gotta hop on the bus and enjoy every moment of it.
What is the difference between putting a game like that behind you in the regular season and doing so now with the pressure that comes with the playoffs?
I wouldn't say there's much of a difference, really. I put these kind of games behind me no matter when they happen, but I mean, I guess in playoffs you can be more happy because it's a series. It's not a one-game basis. You're not fighting for anything one game. You're fighting to win 4 out of 7. So I guess it's a little bit easier to put it behind me, but I'm more happy I'm still feeling good on the ice, and I'm looking forward to our next game.
How does it work when you get pulled between periods? Does the coach say before the intermission, at the end of it? How's that work?
It's different with everyone, so.
What happens?
I mean, you can ask Paul more about that. I'd rather let him be the reasoning behind his decisions, but it's whatever happens, I'm behind it, and no matter what, it's a team in here.
Yeah, it wasn't like we're pulling you because you're playing bad. It was that we're pulling you because six is enough and no one's beating us here. There's a difference in a goalie's head between coming in and getting pulled during the game or during the intermission. Does that make a difference to you?
It can. I mean, it also gives the other guy a little bit of time to stretch a little bit, because you got to remember, he's been sitting on the bench for a while and not moving. He's been complacent, but you know, you got to look at the series as a long haul. You know, every moment and every decision you make is to make yourself better and more prepared.
How do you think the Wild were different last night?
You know, I'd rather not talk about their game, because I'm not really worried about them. I want to go out there and I want to play our game, and I want to feel good on the ice, and I want to bring what we know we can bring.